very wrong. There's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling the transmission. Such was the Orwellian-themed cold open of an early 1960 psychological thriller series titled The Outer Limits. Folks, go to HagmanReport.com and check out the latest article by my father, Doug Hagman. You can read it at Hagman Report or Canada Free Press. Canada Free Press is where you can comment on the article. We're speaking with Dr. Ted Brewer tonight of HealthMasters.com. His latest book, Breakthrough Health, and his radio show. He has been making waves in the alternative media with him and his son, breaking down barriers of the lies in the mainstream media. We're going to get right back with Dr. Ted Brewer now.
Joe, thanks so much. In fact, my show also airs directly after your show at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Global Star Radio Network. So we were blessed enough to have that same time slot, so we're actually playing the show twice a day at 3 and at 10 p.m. 3 p.m. is live, and we have a phone number you can call on our website that actually gives you a 24-hour feed that you can listen to it anytime you want on your telephone, which makes it really, really easy. You don't even have to go to iTunes. You just listen to it directly on a phone from a 24-hour feed, and that's changed every 24 hours for the new broadcast. It's only 1 hour, and like us and like you guys, we have very limited – we have basically no commercials on our show whatsoever, so you get a full hour worth of feed. And also, we have the Doug CD set available right now with our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program at no cost, free. When you order $200 worth of stuff from healthmasters.com for the next 2 weeks. So that's a phenomenal value. And guys, I just want to thank you guys so much for supporting Health Masters. And, you know, a lot of you say, what can we do? Hey, if you just get your multiple vitamins from us, it's like $25, just your multiple vitamins. If every Hagman listener got their multiple vitamins from Health Masters, which are all in a gel capsule, methylated B vitamins, highest quality multiple you can get, it would completely change us as far as having to fund and pay for the shows that we do out of pocket through Health Masters. It would really help support the ministry. The same thing with the Hagman's ministry they're doing. And I don't consider it a nonprofit ministry, but it's a, this is our life working what we're doing. If everybody just gave Doug and Joe, $10, $15, $20 a month, it would make a huge difference. Even $5 a month, all the listeners that you guys have would make a huge difference, which would fund your operations and really help all of us to have less stress trying to pay for everything. Because remember, we're not being funded by the global mainstream media. That's not where this is coming from. You know, we don't have a bunch of advertisers and a bunch of mafia folks that are running us. I mean, we don't have any of that. I mean, I'm not going to go there. But some of the alternative talk shows have some very, questionable advertisement. By the way, 50,000 people were polled in 50 states and Trump won. This is amazing. So he goes, here's what a real poll looks like. They polled 50,000 people in all 50 states. They called 1,000 homes in each of the 50 states, and they asked basic questions on the economy, terrorism, migration, and the presidential pick. And here's what the numbers were. Trump, 67% with 33,478 votes. Clinton, 19% with 9,000 votes. Undecided, 6,000 votes with 13%. I mean, you know, guys, That's not even a landslide. That's way more than what Reagan did back in 80. I mean, this is huge. I personally believe this is correct, because the social media patterns show Trump is looking at a complete and total landslide victory. Let me give you some numbers. Trump on Facebook has over 10 million likes. Clinton has 5 million likes. And we don't even know if Clinton's numbers are real. Trump has nearly double the amount of likes that Clinton does. When comparing recent live streams on Facebook, on live stream, he has 137,000 likes, 18,000 shares, and 1.5 million views. Clinton's live stream is 11,000 likes, zero shares, and 321,000 views. It's like 5-1. Basically, Trump is crushing Clinton on social media. Trump has 10 million followers on Twitter. I mean, crazy. Joe, what do you think?
Well, and I look at the crowd sizes of the rallies, and you see that Trump is filling up stadiums, and to the point where even fire marshals are coming in, you know, and trying to control it and saying, oh, only 1,000 can go in here and whatnot. But Hillary Clinton's having trouble filling up high school gymnasiums even when the students are brought in. And it's not just the social media. And they've photoshopped pictures of some of her rallies with people in them to make them look like they're more full.
You know, it's so funny. I remember when I was out, the company's out of business now, or the church is out of business. It was the Crystal Cathedral and Robert Schuller. And I was on the seminar circuit with Robert Schuller for years, and, you know, may he rest in peace. But he had some issues, bless his heart. And I'll never forget, I was out there and I spoke at the Crystal Cathedral. And they would not air the service that I did. I spoke for like 15 minutes. It had a huge, huge footprint. They would not air it because there were too many things that I said about the top 10 foods never to eat that would have affected too many people as far as their giving to the church, because I started talking about high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, ADD, autism, and all these different things that are affected by the diet we eat. And they didn't want to bring something like that into the mainstream at that point. This is like 20 years ago, because it was too hot for them to handle. And I remember Robert Schuller's son, who was also named Robert Schuller, was there when I was at the church. The old Robert Schuller wasn't there, but I'd seen him probably, oh gosh, 20 or 30 times on the seminars that I was doing on the road. And he was an interesting character, but I'm not going to say anything bad about him because he's no longer with us. But what was interesting about him is this. When I was talking to Robert Schuller Jr., they had Colin Powell had spoken at the church also. And I watched the video on Colin Powell speaking at the church. And he had a rounding, just everybody, standing ovation from the church. Unbelievable standing ovation, applause, deafening. And I told him, I said, wow, I said, that was really impressive with Colin Powell and the standing ovation. And you know what Schuller Jr. told me, Joe? He goes, that never happened. I said, what do you mean it never happened? I said, I saw it on TV. He goes, he laughed. He goes, we edited in a standing ovation for another speaker when Colin Powell was speaking. Is that nuts?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's what they do best now, is blur the lines between reality.
That's why I told you a minute ago, everything's a lie. It's just a lie. I mean, we think that we see something and we don't. I mean, 9/11 was the perfect example of all of that. There have been so many theories that have been put out about those towers and how they came down. Now, here's my view on 9/11. Here's what I believe happened, okay? Now, if there are different opinions on this, okay, whatever. I believe that an energy-based weapons platform in space was used to create a microwave energy field around the buildings, which dustified the molecular structure. In addition, they could have also used mini nukes and nanothermite. That's what I believe they did. Because if you read Judy Wood's book, she talks about, she's a structural engineer, a PhD in structural engineering, and she said the buildings were dustified. Now, I also believe, because I saw the squibs coming out from the collapse of the building when they were firing off the charges, that that was also used. But there's a reason, Joe, that the people who were 20, 30 floors above where the planes hit were diving out by the dozens to their death without even taking a chance of having the fire department rescue them. They were just diving out of the building. And the heat, there's no way that burning kerosene could have heated up all of those floors. It couldn't have happened. Even if there was smoke intrusion into their rooms, the windows were already broken out. They could have broken the windows out and had fresh air. But they were diving to their deaths before the buildings ever fell. They literally said there was raining bodies coming out of the buildings. And Judy Wood said in her book, which is a phenomenal book, everybody needs to get a copy of it, that when you heat it up with a microwave beam, a particle beam, that's a giant microwave beam, and it starts cooking the people inside out, like a microwave does. And the pain must have been so extreme that they were willing to commit suicide than try to wait for somebody to rescue them. That's the only...
Ted, I don't know if you saw this, but they've rolled out a new crowd control weapons system, if you will, that uses microwave technology in a very short period of time, almost like a taser, where if you're 300 yards away, they can blast a beam of microwave at you. And you will instantly freeze up. It's almost like a taser reaction. And it's been rolled out, and you can find that on YouTube, them demonstrating how they use it.
And they've got another one with a different frequency, Joe. It makes it feel like you have fire underneath your skin instantaneously, like you're on fire. Now, if that's the one, or if something similar to that was being used on the trade towers, then that would explain why people were willing to die. And the other question you have to ask yourself, cars were bursting into flames almost a mile away from the trade towers. Now, was that because they were bringing the beam and the focus over the trade towers from the satellite-based platform? I don't know. Judy didn't know. I'm not saying whatever, but there sure are a lot of questions about all of this thing. So a good movie to watch on that is, you can, of course, Loose Change is the one that's been around forever. You can also watch 9/11 Mysteries. And the irony of all of this is that the vast majority of the population still knows nothing about Building 7 coming down. And so you need to go ahead and do some, but of course your listeners aren't like, you guys have the smartest listeners I ever talked to. So I know that you guys are all fully aware of Building 7. I mean, good Lord, we're sitting here talking to you guys about the human sacrificial networks around the planet. I mean, this is as deep as it gets. Okay. I mean, this is as direct and deep as it gets. When I come on y'all's show and I talk about this stuff, this is as real gets. We're not trying to hide anything. I'm not trying to obfuscate anything. I mean, we've talked about the Balfour Declaration. We've talked about all of this stuff. And exactly what I believe and what's going on. And the truth is this. The stuff that I'm giving you is based on fact and it's based on a lot of research. And the craziest part about it is if people don't want to talk about this, they're either scared because they're going to be considered, you know, a Fruit Loop, okay? Or because they've been told not to talk about it, Joe, on alternative radio. So you got to remember this. I'm gonna pick on one group real quick. It's like the Young Turks. Okay, the Young Turks have a whole bunch of stuff that they talk about. They're right on. They're dead right on. I mean, they're like Bernie Sanders people, right? They're dead on a whole bunch of stuff. But then they come off with this big thing that Bill Clinton's not a rapist, that Bill Clinton's a great guy. And Bill, are you kidding me? Well, it's like they're given a certain amount of information they can release. But the rest of it, they can't talk about. Have you noticed that? Because sometimes I really like listening to those guys.
Yes, absolutely. And I think Benjamin Franklin said it best, the most dangerous lie is a lie with a half-truth. And, you know, that's exactly what we see in the mainstream media. And another, something else that's been coming up more often and frequent is people being cut off, especially on CNN, not only for mentioning the name Jesus Christ, but also in pointing out that the sexual history of Bill Clinton and the protection of Hillary Clinton of Bill during those times and the threatening of the women that he assaulted. I mean, they're getting cut off right in live interviews.
Well, yes, and when Bill Clinton started talking about how they had produced, you know, this whole thing was with ISIS was a Clinton Obama thing on CNN when they were covering what he was talking about. They immediately shifted it and basically cut him off. Okay, here's something I wrote the other day. Here's the thing. See, these Luciferians, they run the planet pretty much because the Bible says they sent a strong delusion to blind the minds of the unbeliever. The top level, the Bible calls them the synagogue of Satan. They're druidic. They masquerade, you know, under these different disguises. They basically, everyone is scared to call them out for being capable of calling a racist. They run the banking system through their Babylonian money magic. Their hierarchy literally sacrifices human beings and drinks blood. Many are witches and warlocks and wizards. They control the energy fields on the planet, creating altered states of reality. They literally control the overall hologram we live in. As Christians, they have no authority over us. They are under our feet because we are in covenant with the Most High God, and through His Son Jesus, we are redeemed. Because we are linked to God via the covenant through the blood of Christ and the Holy Spirit, God shares with us a small portion of His omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence. That way, through faith and prayer, which are basically scalar waves, God allows us to control our immediate hologram that we live in to literally change the very fabric of time-space. That is why they hate Christians. They hate us because they know they can't control us. That's how they're doing it. If we Christians knew who we were and we prayed accordingly, Joe, we could literally change the hologram that we live in, this holographic universe, overnight. By recreating the fabric of space-time. Jesus told us what faith could do. That is what they, the Druids, the synagogue of Satan, are scared of. That is why there's an all-out war against Christianity. And you're absolutely right. The mainstream media now censors people all of the time when they start to bring this stuff up and they start to talk about the truth. Their mics just go dead, Joe. They just go dead. And they cut to a commercial break, and they'll turn the mics back on when Trump gets done talking about ISIS being created by Hillary and Obama. He's straight calling them out. So guys,
yeah, you know what they did today? They put what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump continued to back up his statements about Hillary Clinton and Obama creating ISIS. And on the bottom, on the ticker, in parentheses, they said that, you know, he didn't, meaning Obama didn't create ISIS. It said Trump says Obama creates ISIS. And then the parentheses next to Trump's statement, it says he didn't. trying to show listeners, you know, and put it in their minds that, you know, Obama had nothing to do with creating ISIS, even though Trump was saying as much.
Well, you know what I want to see? I want to see the debate between Hillary. Because Hillary right now, according to her medical records that were released by Superstation 95, if these are actually accurate, basically what they have letters from the doctor now, unless these are bogus stuff, which I'm not saying they're accurate or not. The doctor on here is Lisa Bardock, MD, medical group. And what they're talking about is that she's been diagnosed with Binswanger's disease. Now, what that is, that's basically atherosclerotic plaquing is what it is. It's the blood vessels in the brain are starting to get closed up because of plaquing. And it's also called subcortical vascular dementia. It's a type of dementia caused by widespread microscopic areas of damage to the deep layers of the brain. The damage is a result of the thickening and narrowing or the atherosclerotic plaquing of the arteries that feed the subcortical areas of the brain. It's also known as hardening of the arteries, and we'll talk about that just in a second. And this systematic process that affects blood vessels throughout the body begins late in the fourth decade of life and increases with severity and age. That's not true. I could fix this, by the way. As the arteries become more and more narrow, the blood supply of those arteries decreases and the brain tissue begins to die. Necrosis sets in. A characteristic pattern of the brain damaged tissue can be seen with the modern brain damage imaging techniques, such as CAT scans. Scientists now say that you start having neurological effects from this, including executive cognitive functioning starts to change, short-term memory starts to go, the organization, mood, and regulation of attention, and the ability to act or make decisions and appropriate behavior. The most characteristic feature of this is a psychomotor slowness, an increase in the length of time it takes, for example, for the fingers to turn the thought of a letter into the shape of the letter on a piece of paper. Other symptoms include forgetfulness, but not as severe as Alzheimer's, changes in speech and unsteady gait, clumsiness, frequent falls, changes in personality or mood, all of this crazy stuff. And we've all seen her have like mini seizures in which her head starts bobbing and she starts acting like a complete and total nutbag. I mean, it's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen.
I want to get into this with you. There was two specifically, one at the DNC, at the Democratic National Conventions, when the balloons dropped.
That's right.
She looks up and with these wide eyes and her mouth open and kind of, jerks her head back a couple times to the second one with the reporters.
That's right.
Well, you have a few different reporters asking her questions at the same time, and even her herself talks about being short-circuited, but it looks like she, it's not natural. It's not something that, and to the animal rights activist last week that supposedly was rushing the stage, you can see her basically stop in a paralyzation of fear almost, and if you look at the look on her face, it's like she's trying to process what's going on in a state of fear. And what, from your health expertise, what would you say is going on with her? I mean, is there something going on with her? She either has
this advanced atherosclerotic plaquing and the narrowing of the arteries of the brain, which has decreased the oxygen flow in the brain, causing cellular in the necrosis. The tissue of the brain is dying. And so she's basically losing her mind. She's going senile. Okay. Senile dementia is what she's going to be diagnosed with. Now, there's some things she could do naturally to get rid of this. So I'm not promoting that she does this. I don't like the woman. But here's what you can do if you're 50, 60, 70, 80 years old and you want to reduce this. You've got to increase oxygen flow to the brain. We have a product that's called a chelation, oral chelation therapy. You take this and you basically break down the calcium inside of the arteries and you allow the blood flow to return to normal in the brain and the extremities in the body. Atherosclerotic plaquing is a thing that happens over a period of decades. Now, the other thing is, it's also called hardening of the arteries, in which the calcium builds up on the inside of the arteries. Now, the best way to get rid of this is to order a distillation unit from us. This is the way to stop this. And you have to stop drinking calcified water, especially mineral water. It's one of the worst things you can do. If you want bone spurs, drink mineral water. If you want, brain problems later on in life with hardening of the arteries, drink mineralized water. Paul Bragg, he was a naturopath back, he's born like 100 years ago. He has some of the best books I've ever read on this. He has one book that he wrote. You can get it online for free. It's called The Shocking Truth About Water. It's free. It's a free PDF. You can look at it online. It's not going to cost you a penny. The Shocking Truth About Water and how mineralized water causes all types of problems with bone spurs. It causes problems with spinal stenosis in some cases, and how it can also lead to hardening of the arteries. These arteries become so hard because they get plaqued up with calcium, Joe, that doctors actually cut their gloves while doing bypass surgery because their arteries become so brittle. Now, also what happens is when these arteries get lined with calcium like that, they can't pump. The major arteries of the body they're like a muscle pump, and they help to push the blood through the body so the heart's not trying to do it by itself to make sure there's enough adequate blood flow and a high enough velocity of blood flow that it gets through all of the cells. It's very difficult to push this much blood through 20,000 miles of blood vessels. I mean, the heart has to do a lot of work, so the arteries are designed to help that. Now, what happens is if the arteries get clogged up with calcium, it's kind of like a plumbing, like a hot water tank. You see it after you cut it open after many years, the coils that are in it, and it'll show that there's like a huge buildup of calcium around the coil, and so it stops being effective, and you have to replace the hot water heater. And sometimes these things weigh so much, the older ones, because they're filled with rock. Now, there's a video on my website at healthmasters.com, and I've taken my boil tank off my distiller, and I'm standing outside, you know, by the garbage can, and I actually have, I'm videotaping. It's like 20 seconds long, and you can watch it just instantaneously in 20 seconds, and I actually pick up pieces of this rock that are coming out of my boil tank that would have been in my body had I been drinking the mineralized well water on our property. And this entire distill tank is filled with this rock. Now, this is one of the primary causes of hardening of the arteries. In addition to that, calcium supplements for men and excessive calcium supplements for women will do the exact same thing, including building up spinal stenosis spurs. The best way to get calcium is to drink organic raw goat's milk or eat a lot of green leafy vegetables. Human beings don't need to drink dairy after they've been weaned. No other mammal does that but us. But if you're going to drink milk, it's a good source of calcium, but it needs to be raw certified milk, and it has to be legal for sale in your state, obviously. But the craziest thing about this is the calcium supplementation that people do with pills are almost always calcium carbonate. A few months ago, I did a big talk show out of Arizona, and he's got a national audience. I'm not going to mention his name out of respect for the man. He's very nice. And he's a big health advocate. And he was saying how 5 years ago, 6 years ago, he had to undergo cardiac bypass surgery, and that all five of his coronary arteries were severely blocked with calcium, and he had to go in and get like a quintuple bypass, right? And I told him, I said, what kind of, he said he didn't understand because he eats really clean. So I said to him, I said, what type of vitamins are you taking? And he gave me the name of the company. And I looked it up online real quick, and almost every single supplement that he was taking uses calcium carbonate as a binding agent, which is basically rock. Okay? And that rock will build up in those arteries just like drinking the calcified water will. That's, that's the same thing, Joe. That's why at Health Masters, what we do, we don't use binding agents. We use a cellulose gel capsule, which means there's no pork in it. And we put powdered supplements, the highest quality we can. And by the way, every batch we make, we test for heavy metals. That's so important that there's no lead or no mercury in any of this stuff, because you can poison yourself with your vitamins if you're not careful. And this guy was taking these vitamins with all this calcium carbonate. And now here, a few years later, they had done another test on him, and sure enough, his arteries were plugging up again with calcium. And he said to me, he goes, why is that happening? I said, I'll tell you why it's happening, because you're eating all of these vitamins with calcium carbonate. If it says calcium carbonate on the label, that's basically rock. And you shouldn't put it in your body because you can't digest it. It's going to get stored in your soft tissue. And Bragg talks about this in detail in his book, The Shocking Truth About Water, that you can read online for free. And also, remember, when you're in a shower that has chlorine in it, that when that chlorine, if it's been exposed to any organic compounds like leaves or twigs, if they're getting it from above ground source and there's leaves in river water or whatever and they dump the chlorine into it, it can produce a product called the trihalomethane. And the trihalomethane, basically, if you take a 15-minute hot shower with the steam, it's the equivalent of drinking about 8 glasses of contaminated water, according to the University of Pittsburgh. And what's interesting
really,
about
just
this
taking show, a shower. This is from the water vapor.
Oh, just, yeah, oh yeah, that's what happens. You get some partial absorption through the skin, but it's not as much the skin when you're in the shower as it is the steam, because it produces this volatile compound called the trihalomethane. And so, 15-minute hot showers if you drunk 8 glasses of contaminated water. So also at Health Masters, and you can apply this towards your $200 to get the free CD set. We have a shower filter. It's like $59, $69 bucks or whatever it is. It works like for a year. Replace the cartridge on it for I think $20 or $30. And what it does, it takes the chlorine out of the water. It stops a lot of itchy skin. A lot of people have said it helps clear up their eczema, seborrhea, psoriasis, helps to help with women with hair color, all of this stuff. Because if you're drinking good, clean water, but you're showering in chlorinated water, you're getting doused with fluoride and all these different kind of chemicals. Now, it may not, the shower filter may not take all the fluoride out, but it takes a whole bunch of the other really bad stuff out, and it will eliminate the chlorine, and it will eliminate the trihalomethanes to almost all of that. So that's what we recommend. If you're on a well use the shower filter because you don't know what kind of organic pesticides are being in your water. And if you're on city water, you should never, ever, ever shower in chlorinated water. It's because it's really bad for you. And that's one of the things that people need to understand. And same thing with the distiller. This is what's going on with Clinton. See, she's got her vascular brain, the blood vessels in her brain are plugged up with calcium. She could go on intravenous chelation therapy, vitamin E, and a whole bunch of other stuff, and probably clean all that mess back out, but it would take time. The problem is her mainstream medicine doctors aren't going to give her all of this. And of course, Joe, she could just be a shill. She may just be trying to bring that vice presidential candidate in as president, because that guy's got some serious baggage if you dig into his background. He's awful, another globalist. So what we have to do, we have to look at what's going on, you know, from an overall perspective of why she's being brought out. But see, I don't know how in the world that she's planning on debating Trump, Joe. I don't understand that. Let's say get her so strung out on meds that she can actually speak. I don't know what's going to happen. If she has, see, there's certain things that cause...
And we're coming up against the break, Ted. Sorry to cut you off, but I wanted to get into the... I don't know if you saw the doctor with the diazepam pen, pictures, and what they've done with the debates, apparently, is they scheduled them behind running alongside with two NFL games.
That's right.
And I'm not sure about the third one. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer. His website is healthmasters.com. He has a show right here on Global Star Radio Network you can hear during the day, as well as soon as our show's over, also go to healthmasters.com. There's a 24-hour listen line where you can call in and listen to the show each and every day. We'll be right back with Ted Brewer. Stay with us. Dr. Ted Brewer's show, you can listen to it live 6 days a week. Folks, go to healthmasters.com, and on the right-hand side, you can see the call-in numbers. You can get the links to listen live, or you can get the listen to the 24-hour feed number. And I'm just going to give it out here so folks have it. It is 641-552-5310. That's 641-552-5310. For the 24-hour feed to Ted Brewer's and his son's show, which they do 6 days a week. We're live with Dr. Ted Brewer here tonight, talking about a number of issues. We left off talking about Hillary Clinton's health, the calcification of water, as well as we were getting into Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic side. Where do you want to take it in this segment, Ted?
Well, I want to go ahead. Hillary Clinton, according to this research here, is suffering from seizures, dementia, blackouts, and more. And basically, is medically unfit to even be president. But, Joe, you know a lot more about this, about Kaine. Why don't you give us a background on him real quick, and I'll tell you what I know about him after you get done with that, because I know you've been studying him, and he's not who people think he is. He's a big, huge, huge, huge pro-Muslim guy. So what else do you know about him?
Well, just some preliminary research, which I haven't done much. There's speculation out there that he admits to having an open marriage. Mm-hmm. He is an elitist who runs around in elite circles. And, I know that Hillary Clinton and the satanic elite would not pick him if he was not a suitable candidate. It's not like an insurance policy that Obama had with Joe Biden. This is a different deal all in itself with, Tim Kaine. Former American attorney and still politician and United States Senator from Virginia. Like I said, I have not done a lot of research on him. He was new to me when I heard the announcement. It was not a name that was familiar. And somebody we got to keep our eye on, especially with the shenanigans we're seeing in this with the media and the propping up of Hillary, literally propping up of Hillary on her inner speeches, but the propping up of Hillary, the mainstream media is doing for the public that sadly seems to be, some of them seem to be listening to them.
Well, it's interesting. That's the same thing I've heard about him too, Joe. But another picture I saw of Hillary today, another article that had been released, she was standing over there on the steps over there in L.A., and her handler was standing beside her holding her left hand with his hand and holding her left by her right bicep with his other hand, basically holding her up so she wouldn't trip and fall while she was holding the microphone with her other hand. I don't know, unless they use some type of doppelganger. I mean, I guess they could do that nowadays, and put somebody else up there to debate Trump, how if she's prone to seizures, how they're not going to trigger something. Because, you know, with one of the debates that she had with Bernie Sanders, you know, she had to leave the platform 15, 20 minutes as they said that she had to go to the bathroom. I mean, then she has these uncontrollable coughing spells. I mean, this lady is not in good health. She is not well. And she shouldn't even be propped up right now as this satanic cult leader of the New World Order of the Democrats. And I really hope that we get another just complete and total blow away election like we had with Reagan against Carter back in 1980. Because I tell you what, guys, if we can do that, and we can get away, if we can produce that again, I don't think they can hack enough Diebold election machines. Because from what I understand, Joe, they can only do that in certain precincts in swing states that they don't have the technology to go into all the precincts and hack all of this stuff. But of course, now they're wanting to turn over the entire election to the Department of Homeland Security. You saw that with Obama, which I guess that could give them the ability to change the votes after they were turned in. But remember, states' rights basically say that they can't really do that to us. And I really believe if I was the governor of the state of Florida, I would have everything go through Tallahassee here, and I would release my votes, totals, you know, as I sent them to Washington, because that way there's not going to be any funny business as far as the voting. But I don't know. We're going to find out pretty quick here. We've got less than 100 days before this thing really comes to fruition. We find out what's going on. But, you know, WikiLeaks, saying, you know, he said that 1,700 emails in Clinton's email collection demonstrates her scale of weapons to the Islamic jihadists of Syria. And, I mean, this whole thing is crazy what she's gotten away with and what she was let go by the FBI with, Joe. And so she's a criminal. She's a grifter. They have done everything they possibly can to prop her up, like you said. I mean, there's pictures of her trying to climb three or four stairs and having multiple people holding multiple arms just trying to get her up the stairs because she's in such bad shape, such bad condition. And like you said, when she kind of went nuts with those reporters at the DNC and also with the with all the other stuff that she's doing, I just hope and pray it's the last we've ever seen of the kiss of the Clinton bunch. Here's another article by Kissinger. He said that remember the coup in Argentina? It wasn't a coup, but it was basically the Operation Condor back in the 60s and 70s. It said that Kissinger actually backed Argentina's mass killings from 76 to 83, as did the current Pope. And what's nuts about all of this is, again, we talked about these elite who sit around, who basically can't turn their heads, who take injections of these hormones from these fetal cells, stay alive. I mean, this guy is one evil dude. I mentioned it before on the show.
Look what he's done to Cambodia, during the Vietnam War, killing millions of innocent civilians through a bombing campaign. And he's wanted for war crimes in several countries.
Well, I met him, and it's like there's a black shadow over him. I actually spoke with him for a few moments at one of the conferences back in the set in the 90s. And he looked awful 20 years ago. I cannot even believe he's still alive. So I know they must be doing something to keep him alive. But, you know, the guy from PayPal, you know, he's now talking about the infusion of fresh blood from young people into him. And now we're starting to see that all of this stuff that we've been talking about with the blood and why it's so important, because all the hormones and all the compounds in the blood and keeping these guys alive, is starting to make sense now, Joe, why these guys have these extremely long life expectancies, you know, like the Queen of England and these other people. And they just never seem to get to a certain point of being ridiculously old, but they never get any older. Have you ever noticed that? They just kind of just sit there.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. I mean, they're fossils from Brzezinski to Kissinger to so many more. I mean, it's unbelievable. They all live, you know, to 90, between 90 and 110. And, it's obvious that they have, capabilities that, and advantages that the normal human being doesn't, from disease control to, you know, the way they eat and how they protect themselves from the chemical, bombardment that we have in our everyday life from food, water to air.
That's right. By the way, social conservatives are now speaking out against a book that suggests the morality of pedophilia is unclear. And now they're trying to say in this book that the children are basically not victims and that pedophilia can be justified because basically it's an alternative sex act. We knew this was coming. And this is something these perverts want us to push on everybody. And it's really, really sad. It really is. And here's the article that I wanted to pull up real quick that I mentioned this a minute ago. DHS wants to run our elections and wants to vote, and wants voting classified as a critical infrastructure. DHS has turned America into a police state and they want to take control of the elections. According to the New York Times, the Obama administration wants DHS to run our electronic ballot casting system, and DHS wants to control the critical infrastructure of this. According to a USA article, DHS secretary plays a critical central role in deciding what public and private sectors should receive this infrastructure designation. So guys, do we really want the Department of Homeland Security, which is completely in control, probably by the Mossad as far as I know, do we really want them running everything with our elections? What do you think about that, Joe?
Well, there was an interesting article and video and on CBS News yesterday. They talked to a man who showed them how to hack the voting machines while he was there voting and being able to change not only his vote but other people's vote. And they went further to talk about how if it's not hacked at that step, when the votes are sent in, they can be changed or hacked from a number of different ways. And we know that we're using these electronic machines and people aren't counting the votes individually anymore, and we've seen some of the anomalies and I would say the rigging of elections when people would go to vote for one candidate and it would select the other. There's been numerous YouTube videos done on that in the last few election cycles, from the House and Senate to the presidential elections. And then you have the issue of, you know, the percentages of people voting, especially in the 2012 election. Some counties from Ohio had, 100% voting attendance, and it went, a major swings for Obama. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that they can set those numbers to what they want, and there's nothing we can really do about it.
Well, short of marching on Washington. I mean, and quite frankly, just the rallies alone, when Trump brings in 40, 50,000 people and tens of thousands of people are turned away, and Clinton can't fill up a high school gymnasium, has to bring in students because there are only 100 people show up. Nobody trusts her. They all know she's the witch of Benghazi and the liar of Benghazi. They all know that. Even the Democrats hate her. They all wanted Bernie Sanders. See, Bernie Sanders was set up as a shill just to run against her, to have somebody run against her. They had no idea that he was going to garner that type of support. And Bernie, being a complete and total lowlife, which is what he is, he couldn't believe that people liked him that much. And then that's why when Obama met with him in privacy in the White House, before the final elections, basically had told him that this was not going to work, that he had to support Hillary. He did. He just rolled over. See, that's what people don't understand. When these guys get these certain levels and they've got so much dirt on them and they know so much of what they've done that they're not supposed to have done, they can pretty much do whatever they want to do with these guys. I remember Wayne Allen Root was a guest on my show. I believe it was the beginning of this year. And I'll never forget this, Joe. He actually said, I asked him one time, I said, why is this happening in Washington? Why are these politicians so corrupt? And he said, well, it's kind of like this, Ted. He goes, they'll take a senator, and if the senator likes, pretty girls, they'll hook him up with a high-end prostitute, and they'll basically compromise him that way, and they'll videotape it. Or if he likes boys, he's a pedophile, they hook him up with some boy, and they videotape that. If he's into drugs, they do that. Whatever they can get on him, they get on him. And then they basically tell him they've got it on him, and they'll send him pictures or whatever. And he says, and here's what they tell him. Certain times we're going to ask you to vote certain ways. Other than that, you can vote pretty much however you want. But every once in a while, we're going to have you vote a certain way because this is how we want you to vote, and you don't have a choice. And if he says, well, if I don't want to do it, what's going to happen? He goes, well, then we're going to release these pictures. We're going to release this information. Your career is going to be ruined. You're going to be drummed out of the Senate or drummed out of the House. You'll be completely and totally destroyed. Your wife will probably divorce you. Your friends will want nothing to do with you, and you'll be – it'll be over. Your whole life as you know it will end. If you do what we ask you to do, then what's going to happen is we'll keep you in the Senate or the House as long as you want to be there. You're going to have a pension for the rest of your life. We're going to give you a Swiss account, and we'll continue to give you these expensive whores or these boys or whatever you want, and we'll continue to just continue to let you live your life as a United States Senator or House member. And so you're going to have one of two choices. You're going to be incredibly successful, incredibly wealthy, and have this life that you've wanted, or you're going to be destroyed. You pick which one you want. And that's what Wayne Allen Root told me on my show, Joe. And you know what? I think that's pretty much the truth, don't you think?
Absolutely. So many of the people are either, if it's not money that they are controlled by, it is, you know, these acts that they themselves bring on themselves in the fear of being caught rather, you know, than being honest and potentially facing, you know, assassination or some death that is suspicious. But it brings them to fear, you know, they're so afraid they don't want their wives or husbands to find out. And yes, I would say from the insider trading and the amount of congressmen and Senate who have gotten rich while in their elected positions to the what you're talking about, the blackmail aspects, are two ways that they control from, you know, the beginning to end, the Senate and the House, the people in there.
Look what they did to Traficant. You know, they put him in prison. You know, I mean, if you guys don't know who he is, you can look it up. You know, Traficant Tells All. Just go Google it on YouTube, and he'll tell you. He'll tell you exactly who he is. He'll tell you all the same stuff we're telling you. It's just this. He knew this back in the 90s. You know, and he's dead now. May he rest in peace. But I tell you what, that guy straight called him out and said, you know, this is ridiculous what you guys are doing. But they had too much stuff on him, and they ended up putting him in prison. And the nuttiest part about all of this stuff is they can drum up charges on anybody if they want with false evidence, etc., and just take them out. Now, the reason that, you know, the mainstream media or the folks in the mainstream media are never prosecuted for all the lies that they tell is because they're being told what to do, and they're doing what they're being told. The main reason that most of the alternative talk show hosts aren't being, you know, taken away is because they have the ability to monitor everything we do and everything that we say, and we are not material witnesses to the fact. In other words, the people that are dying in Clinton's inner circle right now are either filing lawsuits on her, or they're about to testify on her, or they're about to release evidence on her because they're material witnesses in a court case or can become material witnesses. That's what they don't want. That's what happened to SEAL Team 6. When Osama bin Laden, when his death was faked by Obama and Hillary a few years ago, I told my wife when that happened that the boys that had worked with him and faking all of that were going to be dead. And just a few months later, Joe, SEAL Team 6 was dead. Now see, this is the kind of stuff that happens. They don't want the Swift Boat boys coming up like they did with John Kerry, saying this guy's a coward, he's a this, he's a that, here's what he did in the Vietnam War, don't vote for this guy. They don't want that. They don't want material witnesses to the fact of what's going on. They don't want you to say, here's a check they gave me, here's the cash they gave me, here's the Swiss account they set up for me, here's what they've done for me, here's what they've done here. They don't want that. They don't want you to release that type of information because it can be used in court. But rather, the hearsay stuff or the stuff that's, quote, conspiracy theory. I remember Herman said that to me today. He says, well, Ted, are you a conspiracy theorist? When I was doing that national talk show today on CTN. And I said, no, Herman, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy fact person. I'd only go with the facts. I remember I had a Josh, who was this guy's name? What was his name? Bernstein. He has a show. I think it was Josh Bernstein. He had me on his show a couple years ago, and he says at the beginning of his show, he goes, you know, I don't do conspiracy theory. Okay. I said, okay, that's fine. And so after the show, I asked him, I said, have you ever heard of Bohemian Grove? He goes, oh, no, man, I've never heard of Bohemian Grove. I said, well, let me send you some links. So I put him on my email list that goes out from my private email every single day. And I sent out news links every day, like 10 or 15 of them. So finally he called me back, and I went back on his show. And he goes, man, everything you've sent me, everything you've shown me, everything about Bohemian Grove, he goes, you were right. He said, this thing's real. And I said, yeah, I know it's real. And I said, it's just so whacked out that nobody wants to believe it. So that's what I told Herman. I said, here's the thing. Back in the 60s, after the Warren Commission came out with their ridiculous thing on John F. Kennedy, which was a complete and total false flag, inside job, Lyndon Johnson was involved. We know all that now. Basically, the CIA had to do damage control because nobody believed any of this stuff because the people were a lot more awake back in the 60s because they had been drugged down with all the fluoride, the tricyclic antidepressants, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, all of the GMO food, all the pesticides, the chemicals, the bisphenol A. It had been pumped into the food supply and into the bloodstreams of all of us as much as it has now. And so people were a lot more awake. I mean, now parents just are so dumbed down, they don't even care if they're basically giving all these children all these shots that are going to cause autism because they can't even understand any of the research or the literature that's been given to them by a lot of us in the alternative medical field because they don't get it. Their brains don't work anymore. But see, back in the 60s, it worked, and all these people were questioning it. So as you know, Joe, the CIA came up with the term conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat, These people are nuts. They need to be institutionalized. They don't believe the mainstream narrative, which has been proven, on and on and on. So this same term, conspiracy theorist, now has been there for all of these years to discredit people. Now, what was interesting, when Jesse Ventura did his show Conspiracy Theory, or I think it was Conspiracy Theory, it started changing the mainstream narrative of what people thought to be conspiracy. That's why he was only on for a couple of seasons. I think was he on two or three, Joe? I think it was three, wasn't it?
I believe two.
And maybe.
But they were going to start shooting a third.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if they went through with that or not.
No, they shut him down, man, because he was talking too much stuff that was real. And so he was bringing into the mainstream the alternative media theory, which could also be called conspiracy theory because it's not going along with the mainstream narrative. Remember, the mainstream narrative that aspartame is good, that it doesn't cause brain tumors or brain cancer or seizures or headache or optic nerve degradation, and it doesn't eat holes in your brain. That's the mainstream narrative. Those are all lies because it does all of those things. The mainstream media says that sodium nitrite is good. Well, no, it's not. It causes a 60-fold increase in pancreatic cancer. It also causes a huge increase in colorectal cancer. Those are the facts. The mainstream media's narrative is that vaccinations are good. No, they're not. We don't get clean vaccinations. They're loaded with squalene. They're loaded with adjuvants. They're loaded with all kinds of chemicals. The mainstream media is children don't have to be breastfed. They can be fed formula, and soy is just as good as any kind of other formula you're going to use, which is another total lie because it feminizes the boys. We know that. It changes their left brain chemistry brain into a right brain chemistry brain. We know that. All of these things, that glyphosate is good, that Roundup is good, that it's, you know, the spraying it on crops before they're harvested is good because it increases crop yield, that it's not being linked to digestive disorders, that's another lie. And then they tell us that glyphosate is good. It has been linked to these different cancers, but now it's been shown by their own research that was obtained through the Freedom of Information Act from Monsanto. They knew back in the 70s there were like a dozen different types of cancers that are caused directly from glyphosate. Well, they know all of these things are lies, but they've told us the lies long enough to the vast majority of the population. If you say anything about the lie, they prefer the lie to the truth. And that's what Jesus said. He goes, the truth has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And see, that's exactly what's happened in Christianity. The Christianity, they don't want to know about the Balfour Declaration. They don't want to know about how Israel was founded. They don't want to know about how the Palestinians were displaced and how the hundreds of thousands of people were shot and murdered and killed. Nobody wants to talk about any of that stuff because it doesn't meet the mainstream narrative they've been taught under Christian 501(c) corporations that are being controlled by the government as far as what they can and can't say. They don't want to believe the truth because the truth will set them free. That's the thing that we do on the Brower Show and on the Hagman Show and on the Hodge Show, along with Steve Quayle and all the guests that you guys have on. And I remember we've talked about it. And so you guys are real careful as far as the guests that you bring on, because you got to be so careful that everybody stays in agreement with one another. Because here's the thing. You may not agree with everything I say. You may not agree with everything Doug says. But the vast majority of what we say is in agreement with what everybody else is saying, because we've done the research to substantiate this stuff. Me, my field is biochemistry primarily. You know, I'm a university-trained biologist, chemist. I studied at Florida State University. I've got degrees hanging on the wall. This is what I was trained in. And so when I see things that I know aren't right, I can pick it up pretty quick in the health industry. I mean, we have to realize, guys, that if 1 out of 50 kids have autism, and the studies are saying now it's going to be 1 in 25 by 2025 by an MIT researcher, 1 in 25, or the one in, no, it's going to be 1 in 2 by 2025, 1 in 50% will have autism. And by 2035, 100% of boys will have autism. And by 2037, 100% of girls will have autism. Why do they want so many kids with autism? Why do they want this? Are these going to be vessels they're going to be using to try to do their weird stuff they're trying to do with their androids and all the other things they're trying to do? I have no idea. All I know is that they know they're causing this autism in all these people, but it's okay with these guys because they don't care, because they know that their kids aren't going to get these shots. And see, that's the thing that blows my mind, Joe, is that the lie is coming to the world, but the world doesn't prefer the darkness because the God of this age has sent this delusion so these people are not going to believe the truth. You can sit right there and tell people that that Hillary Clinton's a witch, and they'll say, we don't care, she's a witch. I talked to Herman about this before the show. And he said it's the same thing. His pastor at his church, they have like a 5,000-member congregation over there in Clearwater. He says, look, there's Democrats and Republicans sitting on every bench in this church this morning. And who you're gonna, and they said, and they're not, they're gonna be voting partisan politics. Again, You know, politics as usual. They don't care who Hillary is. They don't care what she's done. They don't care that she killed all those people in Benghazi. They don't care. So many of them, they believe that when Bill Clinton was president, that the country did really well and it prospered, and they want that type of revenue to come back. And the reason that all happened is, you know, he deregulated the banking industry, got rid of Glass-Steagall. He also deregulated the housing industry. And so it allowed a lot of money to be freed up because the bank started playing roulette with the money in the bank and your accounts. You didn't, weren't even aware of that. And they started making all the liar's loans available. So the economy built up, and everybody was making a lot of money because they were borrowing money off their homes because they had turned into ATMs, and they remember all the money they made 20 years ago, and they want that back. And they think that the Wicked Witch of Benghazi is going to do the same thing that her husband did. The problem is the casino's tapped out. The debt is so high now that it's almost gotten ridiculous. And so we can't really conceive of this. In fact, our debt now on the books is around $20 trillion. But now the audit just reveals that the Pentagon doesn't even know where it put $6.5 trillion of the money. So a third of the, approximately a third of the total debt we have in the United States went through the Pentagon that can't even account for it. Now, what's crazy about this is exactly what happened in 2001. Remember, Joe? The day before 9/11.
Yeah. $2.1 trillion was
said they didn't know where it had gone. Now it's not 2.1 anymore. Now it's 6.5 trillion. They have no idea where the money went because this money gets dropped into these black ops, and apparently the $1 trillion a year that comes in from Afghanistan heroin into the United States isn't enough, so they've got to drop it all through the black ops to run this one world global government, to build their deep underground military bases, to do all of the space weapons platform testing they do and all the stuff they do with alternative technology that we know nothing about. That's what this money's going into doing, you know, building CERN. Who in the world paid for that monster over there, that Hadron Collider? I mean, that had, oh, I can't imagine what that thing must have cost, but I'm sure we paid for it with our tax dollars and this black ops stuff. And see, that's what Americans don't get, Joe, is that they've been lied to in pretty much every area of their life. I mean, it's crazy. Look at Ecuador. Right now, the federal court appeals Monday ruled in favor of the oil giant Chevron, and they're saying that they did not destroy the Amazon rainforest, which they have done a lot of damage to the Amazon rainforest, and they found them not guilty. Now they get to get a walk on this. Look what they, you know, we've talked about neural smart dust. Now, this is interesting because neural dust now, smart dust, has entered the mainstream via the Independence article, Tiny Implant Could Connect Humans and Machines Like Never Before. It is implied to be a new technology that can wirelessly link a human brain to a computer via the implantation of a small device like a powder piece of sand. And it goes, it was actually talked about in these different nanoparticle articles that come out. And it's called neural dust, and they use piezoelectric crystals. I covered all of this on your show last year, Joe. I talked about the piezoelectric crystals. I talked about how it tied into the central nervous system and how the Morgellons antenna was used to transmit the frequency of the energy of the human being and to read our moods and to control our moods. And it's talking about now they're coming out and saying that everything that I told you about that stuff was real. And then you can talk. Yeah. Did you read that article, Joe, when it came out a couple weeks ago, last week?
Yes, I did, and it's very disturbing. And we're coming up against the break here in about 30 seconds, and I want to get into this on the other side. But absolutely, the talk about I don't understand how some neuro dust is able to connect our brains with computers. I understand that they're able to connect brains with computers and some of the science behind it, but just a dust being able to do that is well beyond our control to be able to prevent it, especially if we don't know where the dust is coming from. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.